Well, so I'm going to do SEC win totals. I know last time I kind of touched on a few, but I was just getting started. I was all over the place. But yeah, I want to do by conference. That's makes the most sense. But, I mean, bing, bang, boom, just to talk about what's going on right now, obviously, on the Clay Tablet podcast on July 12th. Is Northwestern, I mean, they just fired the head coach, Fitzgerald. Been there 18 years. See, they said they got a new AD. They got a new president in the last couple years. So I'm wondering, you know, they just think they want to have a change. And I don't know who's going to take that over, but I just say good luck with trying to match some of his success. I mean, hadn't he had like 10 win seasons before? You know, he's done some stuff at Northwestern. And because who's going to want to take that job? I mean, it is a Big Ten job. You're going to get money. But who's going to want to take that? And they're thinking they're going to like try and bring somebody in. I just think they did Fitzgerald a favor, to be honest. That's what I'm talking about. Because I'm saying, like, he can just coach somewhere else where he can get... Because, see, like, he would have done well at Wisconsin also. A place like Wisconsin. You know, I don't really know, like, what jobs people think are going to be open that would be... How in the fuck did I not get a phone call? You got somebody's ass fucking calling you talking about goddamn fix and flip. I'm like, bitch, I ain't got property for sale. But if I was him, you know, I mean, obviously, if you get the right job this year, you got to take it. Like in November, December, or whatever. But if it's not there, you know, he could just sit out and wait for the next cycle and just take some time off. I mean, 18 years coaching, you know, that's a long time. I mean, I know you don't want to sit on your laurels. You got to keep up that inertia, but I'm just saying. I'm saying they did him a favor. Fuck it. He can get out. You know, because he could take, but golly, like so many jobs like switched. Because didn't Arizona State switched? I mean, like, who, like, what jobs are going to be open? You know, Wisconsin did its deal. I mean, like, Florida. But, I mean, like, are they going to want to offer him that job? I mean, you know. Because who would you rather offer that job? Like, fucking Pat Fitzgerald or fucking Dion? I mean, anyways, that's what's happened. I think it just gave them a reason to move on. That's what I think. And, you know, that shit happens. That shit fucking happens to people. That ain't no bullshit. But they still got their win total at 3.5. Fucking Northwestern. I'm saying take the under. And then I want to fucking talk about Colorado win total, but I guess I'm not going to do that right now. All right. You got fucking Georgia. I mean, they're on top. They're the fucking... I mean, I know I talked about this in the last one, but you got to go back over it. So, Georgia, 11.5. Like, they're not going to lose a fucking game. And I just really do. I just really think, like, just the odds of it all... And because they're going to be unsettled at quarterback. And all it takes is one. And you're cashing that fucking ticket. That under. And it's not, I mean, it's just like two things. It's just like they've won too many games in a row. And you're unsettled at quarterback. Because they're probably gearing up for next year for that Ray Liotta kid or whatever his name is. That big hot shot that they're going to be bringing in. Because, man, if he's the real deal and I was Kirby Smart, I'd want to start him 3 fucking solid years. You know, and everybody else can just fucking just transfer out. Just transfer the fuck on out. Gone. You know? Gone. And, you know, Georgia, I mean, it's like you're trying to find a fucking loss. And you can't find one. I mean, but what I'm saying is, it's college football. It's gonna get you that loss. And it might not even be at Tennessee. You know, it could be something stupid like Florida or Auburn or even South Carolina coming in the door. I mean, that's just what I'm saying. I'm saying college football is going to strike. And it doesn't have any, that's what I'm saying, it doesn't have anything to do with Georgia. It's just college football. There's just too much college football in college football. You know? Because you got Bama at fucking 10.5. See, now that's the one that gets me fucking thinking. Makes me think I want to stay away from it. Because I think they're thinking that, you know, they got that Texas game on the schedule. And LSU. I mean, 10.5. So they can lose one. Yeah, the question is, like, if they win the Texas game, I mean, to me, you're fucking home free. But if they lose that, now you're sweating it all season. Because you got at A&M, at Mississippi State, at Kentucky, at Auburn. You got LSU, Tennessee at home. Ole Miss at home. Hey, to me, it's just really like, do you think Texas is going to be able to go in there and beat them? I think they might. See, like, this is, there's a lot of teams in the Pac-12, they got quarterbacks coming back. Michigan got their quarterback coming back. You know, these blue bloods, these college football playoff blue bloods, Bama, Georgia, Clemson, Ohio State, they all got new quarterbacks. That's what I'm talking about. Tennessee, they lost their quarterback. But you know, OU, Oklahoma, Texas, LSU, Florida State, all the Pac-12. Everybody except for like UCLA, I think. I mean, that matters. Teams that fucking even matter. Michigan. I'm just saying it could just be a year, like there could just be some turmoil. As far as like knocking off some like this top. Because what is it really? I mean, it's four schools that have been running the show. And, you know, I think it could unsettle things. I just think it could. I mean, I'm just sitting here thinking, I'm like, because if Texas goes in there and stings them, I bet you they have another loss somewhere. I just bet they do. But if they get by Texas again, surely that, like, God. It's hard for me to talk about Texas because Texas is, I mean, it's the school from way back. It's your home team. And it's just hard. It's just hard to fucking see them clearly. Well, can I just say, like, Bama, I'm going under. I just am. Because I think they're going to lose to Texas. And I don't like their quarterback situation. And I just think that it's going to catch up with you. It just is. I mean, people are going to play you hard, and you're just not going to... I mean, because they're bringing in the quarterback from fucking Notre Dame. He wasn't worth a fuck. And they got him, like, he's starting? I mean, Tyler Buckner? 3 starts at last year? No, I mean, Jalen Milroe. Was it Milroe? Milroe, he didn't look like he could throw very well. Like, he was running around and shit, but... I mean, man, you'll fucking lose games. I'm taking the under. I'm doing it. I'm calling that. I actually kind of feel good about that. That's what I'm putting. Because they're going to lose to Texas and bad quarterback play. I'm just calling my shot. Right? You just say because, and this is Georgia, because of college football. That college football is going to get you. It's just going to get your ass. I don't know what to tell you. Now, LSU. Now, what are we talking about here now? What? Okay, so they're 9 point... What? 9.5? Man, it just keeps going down and down and down and down. Okay. Well, I mean, shit, I don't know what to say about that. You know, they don't play Georgia. I mean, fucking Grambling. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay. Yeah, they gotta get to 10. That's only 2. Well, but see, they gotta lose 3 times. You know, let's say, like, they lose to Bama. I mean, they gotta lose to, like, Bama, A&M, and Florida State. But see, I could see them, like, that's another one of those deals, like that Florida State game. What is the line on that Florida State game, though? Alright. Okay, LSU, Florida State. LSU minus 2.5. Man, they just do not believe in Florida State. I mean, on the road, minus 2.5? LSU? Man, I just don't know how I feel about that. I'm like, is Florida State really that? I mean, okay, got his quarterback. Got him a running back from Notre Dame. Wide receiver. Tight end. Ah. Man, that is just such a heavy load to me. I mean, on the fucking road. And I mean, I don't know. You just get feelings. I just feel like Florida State, like they're just tired of everybody's shit. They're tired of their own shit, like not living up to expectations. And so they're going to want to do something. They're going to want to go out there and get that win. They're going to want to, I mean, fuck. You know? I just don't know how I feel about it. Because if they win that game, to me, you're home free on the 9.5. Because if they win that, I mean, they would have to drop 3 games in the SEC. And I just don't know if I can find 3. I mean, like, it would have to be Ole Miss, Alabama, you know, Florida, Texas A&M. I mean, that's just a lot of... Man, totals are just fucking dog shit bets. I mean, by and large, unless you just find something that you really like, where you think Vegas has fucked up. Because they got Alabama, Florida, and A&M all in November. A&M, the last game. I mean, who fucking knows where A&M will be? I mean, is A&M going to be like 10-1? Or are they going to fucking be like 5-5? Or 5-6 going into that game? You have no fucking clue. You have no clue. You know, they lost to Tennessee, lost to Florida State, beat Bama, barely. But I guess, you know, like, if you keep track, I would have to probably take the over on this, because I'm saying, because if Bama's going to be down, this is part of them being down. Like, it's like they lose to LSU because of the quarterback play. I'm just saying over. So the fact they're favored at Florida State, huh? Well, I just don't know what else. I'm taking the over. Because I think they're just value. I mean, because they got run on by Tennessee, but that was about the only team that really... And then whatever happened against A&M? I don't know. We'll see if they're reliable or not. Now, A&M's got 8.5, 8, and 7.5. They're my least favorite team. I mean, 7.5... Let's just count them. Let's just say 1, 2, 3. You only got 3 for sure wins, and they play Miami. You know, and I don't know what to say about that. At Miami. I mean, they could go snag that. That'd get you to 4. And now you need 4 more. Auburn, Arkansas, Bama, Tennessee, South Carolina. I need to look at South Carolina's right quick. Because 6.5? I'm just calling that right now. I got an over. Because I just like what... I just like what they was doing. I mean, 8.5. I could see you wanting to take the under on that. I mean, DraftKings got 6.5? Dude, this thing's all over the place. You can get fucking anything. I mean, is that for real? I mean, it's gotta be. I'm looking at it. I mean, 6.5 DraftKings A&M? I mean, they get 3 wins right out the gate. And if they beat Miami, which that is entirely possible, you're at 4. And then all they need is 3 wins. I mean, I'll take the 6.5 over. Oh, it's minus 425. Well, what kind of bullshit fucking bet is that? Well, okay. You know, 7.5 minus 200. 8.5 plus 140 on the over. See, that's some bullshit. Right, yeah. That's some of that. That's the bullshit, baby. That bullshit. I mean, I'm just sitting here looking at this. I mean, I'm not even talking because I'm just like, man, I don't know what I would do with that. I really don't. Well, I'm not putting $425 down to win $100. That's just fucking stupid. I mean, just bet the fucking Miami game. They don't have nothing out. Oh, they got Nebraska minus 8.5. This is week 2 at Colorado. They got Iowa, Iowa State. Okay, so A&M minus 7.5. So, see, they're favored on the road. Man, they ain't giving no respect to fucking Florida, Miami, and this ACC and anything they got going on. And they shouldn't. I mean, Miami was dog shit last year. I mean, what keeps them from being dog shit? I don't know. You know, Cristobal? He gonna save the fucking day? Save the fucking day? What's that fucking Texas-Alabama game? I'm getting off track here. Do they have it yet? I don't think they got it. How the fuck do they not have odds on that Texas-Alabama game? Well, I don't even see it fucking listed. Is it really week 3? Fucking Dion, he's going to be interesting. Well, it's not even on the fucking board. That don't make no damn sense. You know, or I can't fucking find it. I wish somebody would make a fucking app or a webpage where you could search shit worth a fuck. I'm just saying. Just fucking saying. A&M, I mean, 7. I just wouldn't bet A&M, dude. They're just too, like, I don't even know what to say about them. I mean, I'm just going to call fucking 7.5 as the deal. Question mark, dude, because I literally do not even know what to fucking say to that. Because it just depends on, like, if they have a quarterback or not. You know, if they're going to have an offense. And you just don't know. I mean, how are you going to know that? How are you going to know that? How? It makes no sense for you to know that. I'm moving on.